Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Right, let's say what's happening to Flax. How you doing, bro?
What a long week.
What do you mean it's been a long week?
It's been like one of the longest weeks.
But you say that about every week.
Because this is how I think a week should go.
Yeah.
It should be a work week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday should be off, and then you push Friday. Because you need like a mini break just to like rebuild up the system. And then you have Saturday and Sunday off. I think that is the perfect week.
But this is why you say every week is a long week, because you don't actually like the structure of what a week is. Because
by Wednesday, you're tired out, and you just need Thursday just to recharge, and then bash through Friday.
You don't think you're just a little overly conscious of what's happening in your life?
No, I just think the weeks are not structurally designed for efficiency.
Okay, well, there is that book, I can't remember who wrote it, but that whole theory about a four-hour work week or something, which I think
I
is
feel
total
like I've
bullshit.
I've actually got that.
Maybe you should read that.
Yeah, the four-hour work week, I've got it. It's by Timothy Ferris.
Did you read it?
No, I've got the audiobook here.
Okay.
I'm battling to get music onto my phone. I have no clue. Every time they introduce something new on the phone, they make something else more complicated.
It's just Apple being difficult to put music onto your phone. That's all it is, because they want you to buy everything in iTunes.
How's your week been?
The usual. Kat and I fought most of it, and some cool things. It's been okay. I managed to go to gym twice, so that's impressive.
How many times do you go to gym a week?
I try for three. If I can.
See, three's too little.
Three, you think so?
Yeah. I was told to go about 5-6 times a week.
5-6 times. But you need to give your body time to recover. And
that's why I went Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I took off Thursday. I'm going to go today, Saturday, and I'll probably be too hungover on Sunday.
Okay.
But how long do you spend at gym?
Like 45 minutes.
Mm.
Yeah, not long at all. Because after an hour, your body goes from I think it's anabolic to a catabolic state. Or something like that.
I'd try and stick it an hour. But then, of course, there's those breaks in between. So, like, you're really only there for, like, 15 minutes.
That's it. Difficult.
It's all about the diet, and I cannot do the diet part.
Yeah, the diet part is one of the hardest parts. And it's, like, what, 80% of it?
Yeah. I eat so unhealthy. I went Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I was healthy. But then I hit Thursday and I started craving all these things. I started eating some chips, pretzels. I had sushi last night.
Well, if it had just been a reworked week, you probably wouldn't have had that
problem. Yeah, I could have just like reduced.
Would have been so much easier if you could just stop on the Thursday and then restart on the Friday.
What's your diet like?
Terrible. You see my diet. All I eat is takeout. That's literally all I eat every day. And I eat Cocoa Puffs for breakfast. It's the worst diet ever.
I've started eating fruit for breakfast, but I still think it's high in sugar.
Yeah, listener, actually, Warda was on yesterday for Blogger Diaries, and she spoke about a piece that she put on her blog that she wrote with Natalie Matt, our resident dietitian, about fruit and how much fruit you should and shouldn't have. Everything has to be in moderation. I also just got this chocolate problem, which is such a problem. I just spend my time in garages buying chocolate and eating it in the car. It's terrible.
I got today a giant bag which has like Tupperwares in it. So I'm going to start doing that whole meal prep thing where you prep like 6 meals a day.
But didn't you start this a few months ago?
Yeah, it didn't work out though.
Okay, now that you've got the Tupperware.
Yeah, now
I've
got the bag.
Okay.
It's much easier to handle because you know you've got to fill up the Tupperwares in the bag.
Okay, I see exactly what you're saying. All right, we got to get into what's happening in this week's edition of Relax, It's Flax. I see two names just resurfacing again and again in what we're speaking about here today, Calvin Harris and Taylor Swift.
This has been all over the news for like the past few weeks since they broke up. I think it's going to explode soon. I think we're still in like the warming of the water stage, and soon it's just going to be lava everywhere.
Beginning phases. So they broke up, and Calvin Harris has been tweeting quite a bit. Taylor Swift hasn't said anything, but just fill everyone in on what's been happening.
So they broke up. Today it got said why they broke up. Apparently, in an interview Calvin Harris did on Ryan Seacrest, Ryan asked Calvin, do you ever see yourself and your girlfriend Taylor making music together? And Calvin replied, we've never thought about it, but I really don't think so. And that got back to her, and apparently that was a breaking point of their relationship. I don't see how or why that is a breaking point.
So the reason that I don't think that this is what happened, but I have seen the article. So basically, Calvin's new song with Rihanna called This Is What You Came For was co-written by Taylor Swift, but she wrote under an alias. And he was on Ryan Seacrest's show to speak about that song, so there was a bit of a double-edged sword in him saying he wouldn't work with her, but she'd written his new song, which is like one of the biggest songs in the world right now.
Mm.
Apparently she was sitting at a piano and she kind of just started strumming it or whatever. I think the Taylor Swift just doesn't have the best relationship. I think she just uses guys for material.
See, why would she go under an alias name and then be pissed off that he never mentioned her or anything like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
And also, I called it weeks ago that she features on the song. You know when you hear it go, do-do-do-do-do.
Is that her?
Yeah. Really? I'm telling you that's
her. You think that's
her? He even revealed yesterday, I wish I had his exact words, but says that she features on the song.
I absolutely loved going through his tweets. So Calvin Harris
went through like a Twitter breakdown 2 nights ago.
He looks like a guy that could literally like get really angry really quickly.
Have you ever heard his voice? It's like a Scottish dude.
But doesn't he sing Summer? Isn't that him?
How's that song go?
When I met you in the summer.
Is that him?
Yeah, I think it is.
I did not know that.
He started out by tweeting, I wrote the music, produced the song, arranged it, and cut the vocals, though, and initially she wanted to keep it a secret, hence the pseudonym. Hurtful to me at this point that her and her team would go so far out of their way to try and make me look bad at this stage, though. I figure if you're happy in your new relationship, and we're going to speak about Taylor and Tom Hiddleston in a second, you should focus on that instead of trying to tear your ex-boyfriend down for something to do. I know you're off tour and you need someone new to try and bury, like Katie, because she had a fight with Katy Perry.
What was that about?
But I'm not that guy. She jacked some of Katy Perry's, or Katy Perry apparently like took some of her backup dancers or people that were touring with her, some bullshit.
Then
like that.
Did Calvin Harris date Katy or anything like
no,
that?
No, but Taylor did a whole thing. The whole song Bad Blood, I can't believe this. How do I know all of this? The song Bad Blood from Taylor Swift was written about Katy Perry.
Really?
Because now we got Bad Blood. It used to be Mad Love because they were friends. And then that was the whole reason that song did so well.
Didn't know any of that.
See, I shouldn't know all of this. I'd spent too much time watching what's happening on Twitter.
But has Taylor Swift like been open on Twitter or said anything?
No, she hasn't said anything.
Why has she been quiet, but yet she's not saying nothing yet. It feels like she's winning the fight.
She will she'll reply in an album. That's what she does.
Yeah, she'll reply in a song like it's time for you to move on, something like that.
Something
a tune
like that.
Melody like that.
She just writes songs about guys. She's written about John Mayer, she's written about Harry Styles. She'll
she
about
date
Calvin
John
Harris.
Mayer.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But John Mayer, you were discussing this on the Gareth Cliff show, has dated everyone at this point.
Yeah, he's dated Katy Perry.
That's it.
But I think everyone wants to date him for his voice, and they just want to like sit on a bed in like the dark while he sings to them, stuff like that.
Possibly.
But Taylor looks very in love with Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah.
Is it Hiddleston or Hiddlestone?
Who cares? No one's going to care after she dumps him.
She like flew with him to the Gold Coast and chilled with him while he filmed Thor 3.
Yeah, he's a good actor, that guy.
I'm still shocked whenever I hear Calvin Harris speak. I'm not expecting that accent.
Calvin Harris just, like I was saying earlier on, looks like he could get very angry very quickly.
Yeah, bit of an emotional dude.
But still, such a talented individual. Very impressive. I wonder if Rihanna's going to weigh in on all of this, because she's the one that's singing these lyrics.
Nah, Rihanna's so chilled with Drake at the moment.
That's true. Those two are going very steady.
Do you know where I'm going tonight?
Where?
I'm going to, it's called Drake Fest.
Yeah.
So it's a night dedicated to Drake.
Where that
doing? So it's happening, where's it happening? Good Luck Bar.
Okay.
So everything that happens tonight is Drake. All the music,
that's
only Drake
so cool.
songs. You wear Drake masks. I'm sure the drinks are all called Drake. Everything's Drake. There's Drake, like, you know when they cut out, like, figures of Drake?
Yeah, yeah.
That's everywhere. Just Drake music the whole night.
I'm very excited to see that on Snapchat.
You know how cool that's going to be?
And that's okay, because you're Jewish, so you should actually be having a Shabbat on a Friday night. But Drake is Jewish, so you technically are having a Shabbat with Drake. So actually, you haven't done anything wrong here.
And you know, like, we lost to catch on to this. They do it in London. They have, like, Lil Wayne dedication nights where the club only plays Lil Wayne songs or Drake dedication nights in the bars in London. We're only catching on to this now.
That's very, very cool.
I think it's... Oh, everyone... It's like bringing people together with a common cause. I'm so excited.
I want to wrap up on Calvin Harris. So, him and Nicole Scherzinger are together now, you say?
Yeah, they were spotted, I think it was after a nightclub in London. I saw the pictures, very handsy with each other, like
really?
His arms around her. She's 38, he's 32, so not much of an age gap. So who knows? Maybe he's moved on. Look how fast Taylor Swift moved on to Tom.
This is what she does, though, Taylor
Swift.
Now he's
going to Nicole. Didn't Nicole date...
Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Yes, Lewis Hamilton balling out of control.
Yeah, I had to unfollow him on Snapchat. It was too much.
He owns a private jet, but then he went to go get his private jet pimped out, and he painted it like candy red.
He's just too cool for school. I remember on Snapchat he used to just walk up and down the wing of the plane. I couldn't take it anymore.
He's just so rich.
You've got to be really careful with who you follow on Snapchat. Because it can set the tone of your day.
I've started unfollowing people on Snapchat. Some people just start irritating me. Girl with no job, I couldn't say. I'm sorry. I think you introduced me to her, but I got so irritated with her snaps.
Way too much. The girl with no job was someone that was supposed to be in this year's Kelman 20, which is how we came to know of her. She's this American blogger, and she talks like this like all the time, and she's just like...
She's so annoying.
She literally does like a series of 10 snaps like sitting on the toilet. It's so funny. Vaughn was also saying to me, she's kind of lost the plot a little bit, girl with no job. She's just a little bit much.
I enjoy following Dan Bilzerian.
I must follow Dan. Let me follow him now.
The things he puts up, like he'll dare like his security detail to swim across a lake.
What is he on Snapchat? Dan Bilzerian.
No. So what happened was it used to be Dan Bilzerian, but then because of the things he posts and the naked girls, like... He posts, like, naked girls on his boat and all stuff like that. But because of that, they deleted his Snapchat account.
Okay, I'll find him.
So I'm just opening up Snapchat here. I also like to follow the Kardashians, eh?
Yeah, I was... it was Kylie, one of them. It was one of the Jenner sisters' birthdays.
Was it? Is that where Travis Scott was playing?
That's it.
So if you're looking to follow Dan Bilzerian, it's Dan Bilzerian 111.
Okay, I'm going to add him now.
And that is the... live until they delete this current account.
Bilzerian?
Yes, one, I think one, so. One. There's also another dude. His name is... Have you ever heard of that club in... I think it's L.A. or Miami called Live. Drake even sings about it in his song, I'll Be at Live on a Sunday.
No.
So his name is David Gritman. He's actually dating a... he's actually not dating. He's married to a girl from Cape Town.
Okay, cool.
So he's like best friends with Justin Bieber.
His username?
Dave and then Gritman. Gritman. So he just went away with like Kourtney Kardashian and the Kardashians on holiday.
I saw Scott Disick hanging out in Israel.
Really?
Yeah, he was at the Western Wall. I thought that was pretty cool.
When?
He was posting on Instagram.
I did not see that.
Flax, you know, for people that may be listening to this for the first time, they probably think we have zero lives.
No, we do. Let me tell you about something else. That's got nothing to do with celebrities.
Fantastic. Tell me.
So this woman divorced a Saudi billionaire whose net worth is about $4 billion.
Jeez.
I don't know if it's dollars or pounds. I think it might be 4 billion pounds.
It's 4 billion something.
Yeah, which, 4 billion
unless
something.
Unless it's Zim dollars, is a hell of a lot.
So this is a model, Miss Estrada. Mm-hmm. Do you want to know what her demands are from the divorce? She wants £55 million for a new home in London.
Jeez.
She also wants £4.4 million for a country home in Henley. She wants £1 million a year clothing budget. £1 million a year clothing budget. Do you know what you can buy for £1 million?
Do you know what you can buy for a pound? Jeez. The whole South African economy at this point.
She needs about £330,000 for her staff, which will be a butler, housekeeper, chauffeur, nanny, two cleaners, a chef, and an office manager. Let me go to the strange request.
Is she going to get this, though?
I mean, the dude's a billionaire. This is probably going to cost him nothing. She wants $400,000 to rent a yacht for 2 weeks and £4,000 to tip the crew.
I like, though, that she was really specific. She goes into clutch handbags she wants. She wants goes into mobile phones. She goes into suitcases. She goes into watches. She
Very
goes
detailed.
Into bottles of face cream. She's a... Now I'm saying she a gold digger.
There's even at the bottom of the list here, £4,000 for 15 pairs of sunglasses.
Because when the future's so bright, you've got to wear shades.
But imagine you could put in an order like that and the dude's a billionaire and you get it.
Ridiculous. I don't know. Would you, how long would you
put yourself in the scenario. Say you were dating Angelina Jolie and now you guys, well, not dating, you were married and now you guys get divorced. Would you just walk away or would you ask for something out of the divorce?
I definitely, well, if she was rich, I'd ask for something.
Well, you actually can't ask. Also, you have to tell.
You get accustomed to a certain lifestyle.
Yeah.
And to leave that lifestyle would be very, very difficult.
And even like the friends you make in that lifestyle, do you really think they're going to be friends with
no,
you?
No, they would ditch you, yeah. Because unless you manage to get enough money out of it.
But still, £55 million house. That is a lot of money.
That's just ridiculous.
Like in South Africa, if you have like a 10 million rand house, that's still like, that's big. Like you're balling out of control.
£55 million, that's ridiculous. Okay.
I don't even want to calculate that.
Yeah, I don't think my calculator can. What else?
There's this new scarf on the market that all the celebrities are buying. It's called a scold.
Mm-hmm.
It was invented by a guy named, and I'm totally going to butcher this name, Saif Siduku. Did I get that right?
Maybe. S-A-I-F. Saif Siduku. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
But anyway, it's a scarf that whenever someone takes a photo of you, it reflects the light back.
Hmm.
So the celebrities are wearing it all over town. So whenever they leave like a nightclub or they're walking in the street and paparazzi takes a photo of you, it reflects the light back. So legit, you see nothing in the photo and it's working like a charm.
Yeah, there's a lot of people using this, right?
He's now gone on to extend it to not only be a scarf, but like a bow tie or what those things you put in your pocket? Are they called hankies?
Pocket squares.
Something like pocket squares.
Yeah.
So pocket squares, ties, all that stuff. I think it's genius and he's going to make a killing.
Yeah, what a situation to be in that you have to wear that so that you don't get photographed. That's why I'm glad we don't have this kind of celebrity culture in South Africa. That's just a little bit too much.
How come we don't have paparazzi here?
Because we don't have celebrities.
But like AKA, isn't he like one of the biggest celebrities?
Quite accessible.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I heard he gets like swarmed whenever he goes to the shopping centers.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he does. We don't have paparazzi. Is not an industry here, so no one's going to buy photos of him.
Yeah, true.
That's the only reason that the paparazzi exists is because the magazines in America and the publications in the States will pay so much money for a picture of Beyonce.
Do you think we'll ever get to the point where we have paparazzi?
Maybe.
I remember once looking, I think it was Heat magazine, they used to have this thing like, and I remember seeing a photo of Danny Kaye shoe shopping and it was like spotted this week, Danny Kaye shoe shopping.
But that stuff was all staged. Heat magazine have come out since and said that they used to just phone the celebrity up, yeah.
And be like, hey, where are you?
Completely staged.
Crazy.
But we have nothing but love for Danny Kaye. Let's just put that on the record.
Yeah, I think he was working on a new song with Sketchy Bongo. I saw him
Danny
Snapchatting
Kaye's
about that.
Danny Kaye's got a very cool Snapchat. It's actually not Danny that has a cool Snapchat. He's got the cutest kid in the world.
Yeah, his kid's so cute.
Jaden is so
Should've
cute.
Should have seen Jaden was like playing piano this morning and singing. Oh, made my day.
Okay, what else, dude?
Do you want to know the most bizarre dating sites on the internet?
Yeah, tell me.
Have you ever registered to a dating site?
Not on the internet, no.
Tinder?
Yeah, that I've done, but I haven't done like...
That's like a dating site?
No, well, it's an app. It's on your phone. A dating website is a different mindset because you're going in, you're uploading like a profile picture, you're building a profile, you're doing a whole thing. Mm. Whereas an app is a little bit more like you kind of care, but you don't really care. A website, like it's real. You are looking for a partner. You are going to go onto the internet. You are putting information about yourself. It's not importing from Facebook, nothing. That's like serious shit.
Someone posted a tweet. Pokemon Go is exactly like Tinder. You swap to try catch a monster.
Okay, so tell me about these websites.
Okay, so there's one called naturistpassion.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's if you like being a nudist and you're looking for another nudist to accompany on your life goals of being a nudist and fall in love.
Interesting.
If you're an old man looking for a young girl, then there's a website called agematch.com. Wait, isn't that website like blesser.com here?
Yeah, probably.
If you're an old man looking for a young girl.
Yeah.
What's this? This is clearly a front for NBA. Tallfriends.com.
Tallfriends.
If you're looking for someone that's tall, say you're into taller dudes, you can go on tallfriend.com.
Well, that's not such a far-fetched thing. I was at a friend, and they had on this show on TLC that's about really tall people.
I think I watched it.
It's like women that are really tall and men that are really tall and how difficult it makes their lives
to actually buying be clothes. That
tall. Yeah, everything. So even finding a partner, I would imagine, actually, if you were just ridiculously tall, like 2.5 meters or whatever, it would be hard. So you may have to actually go to a specific niched space. I think that's perfectly acceptable.
When I was watching a show on TLC, I think it was like Growing Up Tall, something like that. The guy said he hates it when people come and ask him how tall he is and stuff like that. Because it's the same as calling somebody like a sexist or like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, he's a
little
bit sensitive.
It's the same offense to tall people if you say, hey, you're tall. Like, they don't like that, apparently. Mm. When I was at Opikopi, there was this really tall dude, and he was so sick of people asking him, like, how tall you are and looking at him, that he got a shirt printed that said, you don't have to ask, I'm, like, 5'7".
Okay, he definitely wasn't 5'7".
No, whatever, like,
saying,
7 or whatever it was, but
yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
Listen, you don't want to be too short, and you don't want to be too tall.
I wonder what's, like, the regulation size for a human. I think I'm just under.
Just under what you should be.
Yeah, I think I should be a bit taller. I'd like to be a bit taller. You're pretty tall.
About 1.81.
Yeah, I think I'm
there.
1.7.
Yeah, it's you don't want to be too tall though. You don't want to be like 2 meters, because then you can't get through a door.
Still, like the things you can reach, the heights you'll go.
I know, but it's like, that's why they have to have the dating site, because it's difficult to find people. It's just
even beds. I'm sure you have to have customized beds.
Yeah, it's a mission. What else, dude?
Okay, this dating site's called WealthyMen.com.
Yeah.
So it's basically, it says it like it is. If you're looking for a wealthy man, you go there.
Okay.
Gluten-free singles, if you're looking for a partner who needs to be gluten-free as well. Gluten-free singles is where you go.
21st century niche audiences.
There's even a website called Women Behind Bars, and it was inspired by Orange is the New Black.
Ah, that show, that's a show I just can't get. I find that show so annoying.
Yeah, I'm over that. Furry mate.
What's that?
If you like to dress like cartoonish animals and would like to date someone else.
Now you're just being ridiculous.
No, I swear to God.
Well, that's ridiculous.
This is called furrymate.com.
Wow. Okay. What else? Give me two more.
Let me see. Marrymeoready.com. If you're looking for commitment and you want to get straight down to marriage, marrymeoready.com will set you up with a partner looking for immediate marriage.
The worst idea.
I want to find like the worst one here. What's this? No, that's not so bad. Stash Passions? This is for moustache lovers only.
Huh.
Stashpassions.com. That goes down as
that
the weirdest.
That is very odd. Yeah. The woman that signs up to that...
She likes moustaches.
Yeah.
I shaved about probably a week and a half ago, and there's not even a stubble like starting. I shaved clean. It takes me about 2 months to grow a beard.
Huh.
So I can't join that site.
You cannot, Flax. It's going to take you 6 years to join that site. All right. I want to talk about Pokemon Go. You've been playing
so
the shit out of this.
Dope. Are you not playing it?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, it's the most addictive game ever.
Well, it's that worries me. And then also, I think it was the day after it came out, I was driving to go and to do a voiceover, and I drive into the parking lot of where we do it. And I see my friend, someone who works on the show, they're just walking around like the open area where the parking is. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? She says to me, no, she's looking for a Pokemon.
Yeah, because you don't know where they are.
I just thought, like, I don't know if I want to be this person just randomly walking looking for Pikachu.
Put it this way.
How many have you caught?
I haven't caught a lot because it's very hard to drive and catch. Like, yesterday, like a cool one popped up when I was at a stop street, and I actually had to pull over to the side and catch it quick. But you can't always be doing that. So I try wherever I can, let someone else drive me. But like, I'm very excited for tonight and tomorrow night where I'll be in an Uber, and then I'll catch Pokemons along the way to the clubs.
That is just so exciting.
Or I might go for a walk on Sunday. There's now Pokemon meetups in Johannesburg.
Huh.
And you meet up and you all go for a walk through a park and you catch Pokemon. I just need to get to this level 5 where you can start battling in gyms and stuff.
Start battling in gyms?
Mm, I don't know how it works quite yet because I'm still catching Pokemon to get to level 5.
What do you mean start battling in gyms?
I think you battle Pokemon.
Oh, you...
I bring my Pokemon, I see who's in the gym, and then I battle, and if I win, I think I get to keep your Pokemon.
Like a real gym?
No, a Pokemon gym.
Oh, okay.
But it's so cool how, like, it's your entire city just mapped out.
Hmm.
Like, this dude that made it, it took him 20 years to make.
Really?
He's probably making so much cash. I heard, you know how you can buy things in an app? Like, you can buy extra this, buy extra that. he's making $2 million a day just from in-app purchases.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
Well, listen, Pokemon Go is getting more downloads than Snapchat and Google Maps and Tinder. Instagram.
It even beat WhatsApp, like a messaging
thing. It beat everything. I think it's a top grossing app as well, yeah.
On Twitter, it's been like trending for like, since it was created.
Do you think
created.
It's going to last? Do you see yourself like playing this for another 2 years?
No, I see it dying out after like 3 months. But still, this dude that made it is coining in on it. That's it. We'll play it until the next cool game comes out.
Yeah, listen, I've never been on this mobile phone game train. I never played Fuzzle. What was it? Fuzz Crush?
Candy Crush.
I just don't know. I just haven't gone down this road. The last mobile game I played was Snake.
No, I'm quite big into mobile games. I got the sniper game I love.
Really?
Love it. Huh. I used to play that skate game where like you skate with your fingers and stuff like that. I really dig them. And Bounce. I don't know if you ever played Bounce on your phone.
Bounce was
that red ball.
Yes, that I actually do remember playing. I used to have the Nokia, that one you could drop.
Oh, the orange one.
Yeah, and it used to bounce or whatever, the 5100 or something like that. I think mine was in blue. It was like in a hard shell case, and then I used to love playing that bounce game.
When I first got like my color screen phone, I had that phone where you make your own sort of cover. It would give you a template, and you'd like color in the template.
That's cool.
And then you stick it on the front and the back of the phone.
Huh.
I remember, I thought it was like the coolest thing ever.
Dude, it was the coolest thing ever when the color phones came out. That was like the business.
Yeah, and like polyphonic to monophonic ringtones
Remember we used to have the exact mobile little booklet with all the different polyphonic ringtones?
Oh, yes, you used to collect those everywhere.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. All right, what else, dude?
So I heard, and I don't know if it's true, but these guys from South Africa that are going to the Olympics now, if they win a gold medal, like our government or the sports committee or whatever, I'm not quite sure on the facts, but they will get 500,000 rand for getting a gold medal.
That's what should happen.
No, but do you know how much 500,000 rand is?
Well, they've worked fucking hard. They should get if they get a gold medal at the Olympics. Do you know how hard that is to be the best in the world at something?
Yeah, but you know how hard it is to give away 500,000 rand? That's half a million rand.
I think they should give away even more.
No, I don't think
it's a big deal. A country needs to celebrate these things. These are the things that make make a country a country. It gets people patriotic. It gives people something to rally behind. If you're going to give a $500,000 to somebody who wins an Olympic gold medal, that's fine in a context of giving someone 220 million rand to build a house.
Yeah. I mean, I agree, give them something, but not 500,000. Imagine if we bring home 3 gold medals.
But who are you to comment on this? These people work every single day.
Yeah, but 500,000 rands is a lot of money.
This is their lives. One will never understand what it is to train like an Olympian. The amount of what it takes out of you to be the best in the world at something is worth a hell of a lot more than a $500,000.
What happens if you're in like a, what those things? A relay race and there's like 6 South Africans.
Fantastic. 3 million. Boom. That's what they should each
That's
get.
That's a lot of money. That's then why good. Don't we train for the Olympics and we can become instant millionaires?
Well, I know for myself, I'm not particularly good at anything at the Olympics. I don't know about you.
No, I don't think I could even do cycling.
Exactly. So don't knock the people that do.
Wait till playing Pokemon's an Olympic sport. Then I'll be in there.
No, I don't know how they're going to integrate that. What else?
Okay. So are you planning any trips away soon?
Possibly. I don't know. Why?
Because I got some bad news for you.
Oh, no.
So, the world as we know it will be destroyed on the 29th of July.
Oh, shit.
This podcast will be deleted on the 29th of July when the world explodes.
What's going on?
With entire cities around the globe collapsing because of the Earth's magnetic poles reversing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what that means.
Say that again like you mean it.
Earth's magnetic poles are reversing.
Okay.
So that means doomsday. The entire world is just going to explode.
On the 29th?
Yeah.
So what the fuck are we doing here?
Maybe it's because one pole from the one side of the Earth attracts the other pole from the other side of the Earth, keeping the Earth together. Now, if they reverse, when you reverse a magnet, it pushes each other apart. So it's going to rip the world apart.
First of all, this is the first I'm hearing of this, and it is in a few days. Second of all, I'm not
going to... Oh, my God. It is quite soon.
It's in like a week or two. Second of all, it is I have no idea what the magnetic poles even are in the first place. And third of all, if this is true, then I don't know why we're here right now. We should be, I don't know, doing something else.
I don't know. I'm telling you, I'm going to be like really scared on the night of the 28th. I'm probably not going to sleep.
Huh.
And then I'm going to wake up on the 29th. And
feeling like an idiot.
No, if we're not destroyed, we're going to look back at this podcast and we can dwell on the moments that we were fearing the 29th was the end of the world.
What a great note to end this week's Relax It's Flax.
Anything
on.
You want to do before the 29th of July?
Plenty. Right? If that's literally when the world was ending, I wouldn't be here right now.
What'd you be doing?
I would have gone to the bank, gotten as much money on loan as they would have given me, and then just blown it fast on dumb things and cool things. And I would have just flown to different places and done different. I don't know. That's an interesting question. Yeah, that's an interesting one.
I would have quickly grabbed Justin Bieber, would have got us onto like a spaceship, and we would have left and we would have gone to another planet.
Okay,
and we
wow.
would have survived this
Mine
whole...
Mine would not nearly be as creative and dangerous as what yours is.
You don't want to be here if the world's going to explode.
No, you definitely don't. All right, dude, let's wrap this up. Give me one final thought for the weekend ahead and then how we touch base all day.
Final thought for the weekend. You have one life. You might as well live it.
Okay.
Was that not inspiring enough?
It's beautiful. No,
I just got an okay from that.
It's beautiful.
You can catch me on social media. Follow me on Snapchat this weekend. Check out my weekend. Mike Flax, MikeFlax. You can also follow me on Instagram, Michael Flax. Facebook, Michael Flax. Go like my page. And what am I leaving off? Twitter, at Michael Flax, MichaelFlax.
Fantastic. That there is this week's edition of Relax It's Flax. Dude, thanks so much for hanging out.
Thank you. Nick Hillman on CliffCentral.com.